This is a special report on a trip to Gaza by former Representative Cynthia McKinney and the Free Gaza Movement. Last December, Representative McKinney was aboard the Dignity when it was rammed by the Israeli Navy in international waters as it attempted to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. She's en route again, and we spoke with her this morning. She was joined by Greta Berlin from the Free Gaza Movement.
Well, it's interesting that as we attempt to depart tomorrow on our way from Cyprus to Gaza, we've encountered an unusual twist of denials and inspections, particularly involving the boat that's carrying the cement. Recently, we have learned through the press that the Obama White House sent a note specifically mentioning allowing cement into Gaza to the Israelis. The Obama administration, interestingly, has communicated several times with the Israelis about their need to open the Gaza blockade. This note is reported to have focused on food, medicine, and cement. These are exactly the items that the Free Gaza Movement will be carrying in its fleet, which consists of two boats scheduled to leave tomorrow. Greta Berlin, who is the spokesperson for the Free Gaza Movement, can put some details to us about the contortions that the whole fleet is being put through now in order to leave Cyprus.
One thing I want to make very clear about the Free Gaza Movement is that we are not a humanitarian organization. We are a human rights organization. So when we decided to go back this time, we said we're bringing cement because the Palestinians are perfectly capable of rebuilding their own society. They do not need to have a handout from the world. The only reason they need that now is because Israel has destroyed them. So we thought we will take in a token amount of cement, about 15 tons, and it's going to be delivered to El Shifa Hospital because they need it to rebuild part of their hospital. The problem we're having right now is we were suddenly told at 2 o'clock this afternoon that we can't take it. The reason? Well, they said, at first they said we don't have an export-import license, but we do. And then they said, well, you can only take two bags. But there's nothing in the laws that said that we have to do that as long as we keep the price under 3,000 euros. So one of the things that Israel tried to do a year ago before we went on the first trip was to stop us before we got started. They're trying to do exactly the same thing this time. This is pressure from Israel. This is their way of trying to make sure that our organization doesn't set sail to Gaza tomorrow.
And last, maybe you could tell last time what happened.
Well, a year ago when we were trying to do this and we went in the first time, what they resorted to were simply threats. And they said that we were going to die, that they were going to kill us, they were going to kill our family members. They had naval exercises in the Mediterranean. They extended the exercises. We were 3 weeks late in going to Gaza. I think they gave up on us, thought we would never get in there. But we did go. Not only did we go then, but we went four times after that successfully. This time, I think they're saying, we're going to try to stop them from coming before they even get started. Because if we get the cement in by sea and we open up a sea passage between Cyprus and Gaza, the Israelis don't make any money off that. The Israelis make money on the occupation. Their farmers make money. Their manufacturing makes money. Israel does very, very well occupying another people. And that's, I think, what Americans don't understand. This is not just about occupation. It's about ruthlessly making money off the occupation.
So why do you think it is that this isn't more widely known?
Well, in the United States, it's hard to get anything about the Palestinians known. I think that's one reason. And I think that a lot of times it's so people think it's so complicated, they really don't listen to a lot of the information that's already out there. Every truck that goes through Israel has to pay a fee to deliver its humanitarian supplies. UNRWA has to pay a fee to Israel. Because Israel has destroyed the farmland in Gaza, Israeli farmers are making a great deal of money taking their produce and shipping it. If we go in by sea, Israel makes no money off this. They make no money because we're going in legally from international waters into Gaza. And that's what we're trying to do, open a sea route. This is not about humanitarian supplies. This is about taking lumber and glass and PVC and copper wire so the people of Gaza can rebuild what Israel just destroyed.
So alternatively, if the Israelis had their way, who would be doing the construction work, for example, rebuilding Gaza, the Gaza that they blew up?
Well, the Palestinians might be redoing the construction work if Israel would even allow the construction materials to come in, but they would have to buy it from Israel. There's been $4 billion that has been dedicated to Gaza for its rebuilding. Now, just who do you think is going to make money, and who do you think is going to get that money from rebuilding? If we open a sea passage and Gaza is capable of paying for its own supplies, or even if we just bring in the supplies, Israel gets nothing from that.
So what do you see happening going forward?
Oh, never underestimate determined people. We're working right now on trying to get permission to take the cement in tomorrow. We intend to call a press conference tomorrow morning. We've got people working on banners. We're going to have the banners up behind the 300 bags of cement that say, yes, we can. I do believe somebody quite famous said that already.
Yes.
And we will hope to pressure the Cyprus government. The Cyprus government has been wonderful to us. They really have. But there's only so much, I think, that they can do without saying, well, maybe we should listen to the Israelis and maybe we shouldn't let these people go. This is the first time, by the way, in the last, I think, 4 or 5 trips out of Cyprus that we have really run into a roadblock in Cyprus.
On the last trip that Representative McKinney took, they were interdicted in the international waters and fired upon. I'm wondering, does Cyprus have a navy, and can they provide military escort?
The Cyprus has a maritime naval, small naval force, and they escort us out to, oftentimes they escort us out of the port. As I said, they've been very, very helpful for us, but they certainly aren't going to escort us to Gaza, nor should they. In fact, nobody should have to escort us anywhere. We have the right to go from international waters into the waters of Gaza without asking Israel's permission, and we never ask for their permission. We put them on notice that we're going. We've seen in the last couple of days several articles in the Israeli papers, rather hysterically, saying, oh my gosh, these people are bringing in cement.
Has the government of Gaza, given consent to you entering their waters?
The government of Gaza is not something that we have asked permission. They certainly are. They certainly welcome us, but we work through NGOs. That's why I said the cement is going to the Shifa Hospital. Israel completely destroyed Shifa Hospital, and they're working with no oxygen, for example, with no medication for their cancer patients, and. In the last, I think, last couple of months, NGOs have tried to take medicine in. There was hundreds of thousands of medical and humanitarian supplies that was just dumped in the Sinai Desert because the medicine had expired because Israel or Egypt would not let the medicine in. So you see, it's hard. We're a kind of a wild card in this, because we don't ask anybody's permission. We shouldn't have to. We're intending on taking in building supplies, period.
Maybe you could describe what the conditions are like on the ground in Gaza for the people of Gaza right now after the siege earlier this year.
I have not been back, and so I'm only reporting for secondhand.
Yes.
And I think that it's devastating. If you see the pictures, it's like when Europe was bombed to smithereens right after World War II, the biggest difference is Europe was able to rebuild very quickly because nobody was preventing them from bringing in building supplies. Gaza has been bombed into dust in some places. And the Israelis are saying, well, you know, we're sorry, but you can't bring anything in. And, oh, by the way, we're going to burn down your fields, and the fishermen are not going to be allowed out to fish. So people need to understand this. This is, I call it slow motion genocide. That's what this is.
Ms. McKinney, what are you thinking about as you look at this trip to Gaza?
Well, I think the entire world watched as we were welcomed with open arms by a multitude of people who came out to welcome us into Lebanon because our mission to get to Gaza was aborted by the Israelis by ramming our boat, the Dignity. And I just want so desperately to get to Gaza. It will be for me just like the very first time I set foot on African soil. I felt a special kind of relationship, not only with the place that I was in, but the people who were there. And I want to feel that same kind of relationship as I anticipate arriving in Gaza. I hope that the Israelis are not successful in working whatever back channels they are working to deny us the opportunity to take to the sea, go through international waters, and arrive in Gaza.
You did communicate to the President of the United States before you left. Maybe you could share with our listeners what the content of that communication was.
I've communicated several times with the White House, the State Department, as well as the Justice Department. First, letting them know that I intended to return, to attempt to return to Gaza. Secondly, letting them know what I was carrying and what the Free Gaza Movement boats would be carrying as we made our efforts across Gaza. And then as recently as today, there was yet another communication with all three of those entities, once again, asking that they communicate with Israel and let Israel know that we have the right for safe passage through international waters to arrive in Gaza.
And actually, in addition to the cement that the boat is carrying, you're carrying special cargo yourself. Maybe you could share what that is.
I traveled from D.C. all the way here to Cyprus, and only two crayons broke. I'm hoping that my suitcase and all of the other suitcases of school supplies for the children are able to arrive safely in Gaza so that they will be able to break the Israeli siege.
Okay, thank you. Anything else you guys want to say? We have about 40 seconds.
I want to just say one more thing. We Americans pay for this. We paid for the phosphorus bombs. We paid for the rockets. We pay for everything. It's our responsibility to fix this, because we are primarily responsible for the massacre that Israel does in our name and with our money. And they damn well better let us get through with a 15 tons of cement, because if we do not stand up as Americans, then who's going to stand up and
Time's
say?
Up. And that's it for this special report on Gaza. I'm Don DeBar.